Innocence needs no definition. It is complete in itself. Innocence needs no definition. We all can recognize an innocent person, an innocent being. They're naive. They're inborn. They're natural. An innocent person is so unaffected by simplicity. It's just artless. It's ingenuous. It's credulous. It's wonderful. Have we ever met an innocent person? Have we ever been an innocent person ourselves? It is complete in itself. An innocent being is a magical being. Not because it did something or it did not do something, but because it is itself. Because it is what it is, and it is who it is, and it is living that which it is. As we be ourselves, we are naive. We are innocent. We are natural in all things. The wonderful quality of a human being is the gentleness, the love, the innocence that they are. Because every human being looks upon the world and sees the world joyously, wonderfully, powerfully, sees the world as a glorious place to be. An innocent person looks at everyone else in the world and sees another innocent person. It is beyond their concept of themselves. It's beyond their understanding of who they are to conceive of another person who is not equally as innocent as they are. The innocent person may seem to be naive, may seem to be sort of unusual, but truly, the innocent person is the most normal person on the face of the earth. Every person on the face of the earth is an innocent person. Not because they did something or did not do something, but because they are something. They are that state of genuineness, that state of guilelessness, that state of being so fantastic. You and I are like that. We are that innocent person. We are that innocent being because all of us want to believe. We want to accept. We want to think that when people are talking to us, they're talking honestly. When people are telling us stories, the stories are true. When people are living in our world, they are being totally brilliant and beautiful. This is who we believe we are. This is what a natural being is. This is what an ingenuous person is. Always accepting everything from their regulation, their understanding, their beingness of a purity. They see everyone as artless. They see everyone as sensitive. They see everyone as caring. No one's out to try to fool another person or to take advantage of them. They're all being pure, simple, beautiful, and honest. As we be ourselves, we are naive. We are innocent. We are natural in all things. And as we are natural in all things, we live a life of joy and harmony. We live a life where we are in the center of the hurricane. All about us may be a world in most active menu, but we are in the center. We are untouched. And even as the center lifts off, it does not disturb us in one bit. Not one blade of grass is moved, not one piece of paper is lifted. We are the center of peace. We are credulous. We are believing in all things. We are believing in everything because we believe in ourselves. And we believe in ourselves because we are beautiful. We are wonderful. We are fantastic. We are marvelous beings. And only we can be marvelous beings. And we look at everyone in the world and we see another marvelous being. We look at everyone in the world and we see someone that we can believe in, someone that we can trust, someone that we can be honored by being in their presence. This is how all of life is. All of life is being honored in our presence. If someone comes to us and says, "Did you take that pencil from the table?" we do not instantly feel guilty, thinking maybe we did take it, or did they think we did take it or something. We don't have that feeling of guilt. We are innocent. Whatever they say, no, sorry, I didn't see it. If I had taken it, I could tell you where it is then. But no, we don't even enter into the conversation because it's not our nature. It's not our beingness. It's not who and what we are. I am aware of innocence, and it needs no definition. It needs nothing, for it is complete in itself. Everyone I speak to in my world is innocent, is genuine. Everyone I speak to, I speak to them and I share what my ideas and they share their ideas, and their ideas may be different than my ideas, and my ideas may be different than their ideas, but that makes no difference. We share, and then we keep our own idea. And if something in what they have said is interesting or beneficial to us, I take it and make it mine. If nothing they have said is beneficial or whatever to me, I release it. It's their idea, and it's okay. But I am true to my idea. I am true to who and what I am under all circumstances. I know who I am. I know who I am and I like me under all circumstances. No matter what another person may wish to say contrary to who and what I am, I do not take it as a challenge for me. I just take it as an observation of that's how they look at the world. And I don't try to change them or correct them. I look at myself and I say, I know what is true for me. I know what is genuine for me. I am so naive that anyone wants to hurt me, that anyone wants to take from me, that anyone wants to change my mind, that anyone wants to control me or manipulate me in any way. I'm so naive. I don't recognize that. I don't know that. And I have not that in my life and never will. Because I live in the awareness that innocence needs no definition. I live in the awareness of being naive. My naivete is legion. It is fantastic. I'm untouched by the world that I live in, and I do not touch the world I live in. I am the world I live in. And my world is a reflection of who and what I am within myself. And I am ingenuous. I am so ingenuous that everyone looks at me and knows that whatever I say, it is true. Everyone looks at me and knows that whatever I am, it is true. Everyone looks at me and says, "Yes, you are a beautiful person. Yes, you are a wonderful person. Yes, you are a fabulous person. You are a genuine person." Yes. Some people say they'd never hurt a flea. Well, that's not the idea. If you were to say, "I love all beings. I love everyone." Not that I wouldn't hurt someone, because obviously that's not even in my vocabulary. But I love all. Unconditionally, I love everything. Unconditionally, I love the flea, I love the fly, I love the bird, I love the animals that I meet, I love the people that I meet. Unconditionally, I love all of life. It's not that I would hurt something or not hurt something. It's that in my life, in my beingness, in who I am only sensitive to the truth. I am only sensitive to that which is good. I am aware that innocence needs no definition. It is complete in itself. And as I am myself, I am naive. I'm innocent. I am aware to all natural things. And it is so. This is who I am. This is what it is. And childhood innocence is truth. The innocent heart has nothing to reveal and nothing to hide. It is the childhood innocence of absolute truth. Join me in this awareness today and delight with me in this reality and know that all is in divine order now and that I love you. I love you. I love you.